Is there any formula by which we can always appreciate devotees? Oh, relationships, there is no formula for relationships. They are dynamic. But like when we start practicing bhakti initially, one of the things we are taught is that we should tolerate others. But as we advance, you know, to learn to think that we should tolerate others, this is a good lesson to learn. But as we advance further, we understand that others are tolerating me. Because initially, we are often quite unconscious of our faults. Sometimes people come and start, you know, in kirtan, they start playing karta. They have no musical sense. And they don't even have so much musical sense to understand that they are playing wrong. They just keep playing. They are blissful and everybody around them.
So sometimes it is like that with us in the early stages.
We think I'm a nice devotee, but everyone else creates so much trouble. So Rupa Goswami talks in Bhaktisaram Sindhu that Sajatiya Ashasnigdha Sangha. We should have association that is snigdha, affectionate. And Sajatiya Asha, those who have the same category of desires that we have. Sajatiya Asha, that means what Bhaktivinoda Thakur later talks about is like-minded devotee association. So, if we want to appreciate devotees, it is often difficult to appreciate devotees who are not like-minded. Because sometimes we say something and the devotees say something else. If there's constant disagreement, then it becomes difficult to appreciate. So, the first principle, even in devotee association, is to look for like-minded devotees and cherish that association wherever we get it. So, we should treasure that association. Even if there are one, two devotees who are like-minded with whom we can gel, we should see that as a gift from Krishna. And we will need to take special efforts to build that relationship, to treasure that relationship. So that like-minded association will become like the pivot of our appreciation of devotees. Will become the foundation by which you can appreciate the association. And along with that, there are devotees with whom we have to work. So sometimes when we work with any devotee, no matter how advanced that devotee may be, but still, whenever we work with others, there are going to be frictions. There is going to be some conflicts. That is just the way of the way people are, and that is just the way world life in this world is. So at that time, if we are struggling to appreciate some devotee, then it is good to try to see that devotee from the perspective of those who are appreciating that devotee. Then if somebody really happy, oh, see, I find this person's a troublemaker. And then so many other devotees think that he's such a great person. Why is that? So then maybe we will see some aspects of that devotee which we are not seeing. So by that, even if we cannot, for some, it's when you say appreciate, we should have appreciation for devotees. Devotees are not like one homogeneous breed.
There are devotees of different natures, different levels, and we, at the very least, should have appreciation for some devotees.
And generally, we should not have aversion for any devotees. So, if we have services with certain devotees, we have to regularly work, then we at least need to have a functional relationship. And because there is, inevitably when we are functioning, there is going to be friction, which is going to cause some negativity. So we have to make some conscious efforts to get positive inputs. And in general, if there is something negative we have heard about someone, it's what erodes appreciation of devotees is gossip. So what gossip can be a very general word, but gossip basically means to talk about a situation with someone who is neither a part of the problem nor a part of the solution. उसने क्या किया पता है तुमको? You know what he did? Why? But what do we need to know it for? If we are just interested in who did what, why did we have to come to Krishna's movement for that? We could just have watched news. We could have just watched the gossip columns and the gossip channels. We have come here to learn how to come closer to Krishna. So, if we have like-minded devotee association, that will give us some appreciation. And if we make some effort at least to cultivate positive inputs about those devotees with whom we have to work, then that will prevent negativity from accumulating. And it is, as I said, when I said that all devotees are not a homogeneous breed, that means there can be some devotees who I'm sure Acharya Thakur says that there are some people who may be in devotee garb, but they are not really serious devotees. So because ours is an international movement and different people can come from different backgrounds, so some people may come with ulterior motives also. Now, we don't have to presume that people have come with bad motives. It is not for us to judge others. It's very difficult for us to find out who has come because of what motives. But what we can and what we should see is that which devotee association inspires me to move closer to Krishna. And we focus on taking that association. So if we are associating with those who do not inspire us in our Krishna bhakti, even within devotee circle, then not only will we stop moving closer to Krishna, but by that we will stop appreciating devotees also. Even those appreciate devotees who are sincerely endeavoring to move towards Krishna. So keeping our purpose in mind, and we come here to come closer to Krishna, and we associate with those devotees who inspire us to move onwards towards Krishna. So in that sense, it is our Krishna consciousness, or rather our Krishna purposefulness, being purposeful in moving towards Krishna. That will help us to appreciate devotees who are moving towards Krishna and to avoid those devotees who will dishearten us in moving towards Krishna. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.